Good morning, guys. Matthew here.
And Claudia, good morning.
Today, we would like to talk a little bit more about health, because it is so important for all of us, because we want to live longer, be happier, and enjoy our health so we can be active, think clearer, be more focused. And also, 2020 is a challenging year when it comes to health for everyone, pretty much. And the anxiety also, because of our health, is skyrocketing, because everyone is afraid not to catch the virus and how to deal with it once you have it, once you test positive. So today we would like to talk about a few things that you should do no matter what, even if it's a flu, even if you go and test yourself, even if you don't go and test yourself and you just want to stay away, which is a good option in our opinion as well. Again, we are not doctors, we just share our experience. And basically why we wanted to talk about it is because Claudia a few weeks ago started feeling weaker. She got fever. A week later I got some fever. And this is what we do. We're gonna share it in this episode what we did to pretty much recover in within 24 hours.
That's true. Yeah, so as Matthew mentioned a few weeks ago, I woke up and I had such a sore throat that when I swallowed something, it was insanely painful. And then a few hours later, I got, I lost my voice. I couldn't talk for a few hours. Few hours later, I got a fever. I mean, that's what we think because we didn't have a thermometer at the moment. But Matthew was doing like putting cold rags on my head, so beating down the
super
fever.
Cold, yes,
yeah, with ice.
It's cloud. I'm not used to seeing Claudia that being sick, because usually her immune system is super strong, but obviously this year we have higher chances of getting sick, so it was okay for us to just do what we need to do. So cold towers actually started working.
Yeah, I think it worked, and I slept like all day. Like for a few hours I was just in bed. I wasn't working, nothing. I was just laying, and my body, I felt that my body is really fighting for health, because it didn't want
to fight the viruses and everything.
Yeah, and we didn't know what was going on.
We called the doctor on the FaceTime.
Because we didn't know what to do. And of course he said that, you know, with all that is going on right now, you have to get tested. Because, and I really thought that I'm having like allergies or something, because I've never even thought that I could be have the virus. And I called we called the doctor, and he, other than just looking at me and checking my throat through the camera, it's super uncomfortable, and it's not easy because you have to put your like phone in your mouth and he can't see anything, plus you have to get like a light or something in there, so that they have to figure that out how they want to do it. But then at night I think I started feeling a little bit better, and then the next day.
So our routine, just before you continue, first of all, I just an idea came to me that there is a lot of ways how to revolutionize the medical industry right now, pretty much with you need to send like a home kit, so people when they call on FaceTime, they're prepared, they know how to, they maybe already have some sample results or whatever, they can, you know, that stick that they always put into my mouth when I was sick every 4 weeks when I was young, you know,
the wooden stick to see
through my throat.
That's true.
Something like that. So by the time you call the doctor, you'll be prepared. And when we call, this was our first time, but this could be actually a good idea, like a sample kit or something for doctors.
We have to, like, tell them that.
Second, what we did, or what I did, I had the liquid vitamins with everything plus something to help digestion. This is liquid vitamins by Bogdana. Really great company and great product with all minerals and all 13 vitamins, all minerals, really good product. So I was giving it to Claudia every 3 to 4 hours, also to help her sleep, CBD, full spectrum CBD every 3 to 4 hours, about 10 to 20 milligrams at the time. So she slept all day long, as she mentioned, and sleep. Yes, and then the next morning, what
and
else?
And also, I drank tons of tea with vitamin C.
Ascorbic acid, pure vitamin C. A lot, probably
a lot.
Few grams, at least like 5 grams during the day, at least. Hot beverages, so this was tea. Definitely, I believe it was green tea when I gave to you
then
all the
lemon
time.
Lemon ginger, everything.
Lemon ginger was good too. All the time, hot beverages and water.
Mm-hmm.
And at room temperature, because
I had a lot of water. I didn't drink anything.
And the next morning, you woke up pretty okay, right?
I woke up pretty okay. But then I lost my
taste and smell.
So,
that was for another 2 weeks.
Symptom.
But you started feeling way better the next day.
Yeah. I could actually function normally. And other than... I was like sneezing a lot. I didn't have any coughing or pain in my lungs, but I was like sneezing like crazy. Oh, and my nose was stuffed, so we thought it was the
sinus congestion.
Yeah. So, but I was functioning, okay, like pain. I was okay, and we were still drinking. I was taking vitamin C, CBD, the liquid vitamins. And I started to, when I got some more energy, because I was feeling okay, but I felt that I was weak and I needed a little bit more sleep than usual. So I slept a little bit longer, and sometimes even during the day, I took like a nap or something because my body was fighting. So
yeah, so definitely sleep. And when I started feeling weaker, usually I'm used to being sick all the time.
Yeah, Matthew, when we met, he was like sick for
four months when we met. Yeah, I got back from Poland, which was, we were leaving here, it was 80
winter.
Degrees,
yeah.
80 degrees in in California, and then in Poland it was 10 degrees, maybe negative. We were in the mountains.
Christmas.
So it was Christmas time, super cold, sometimes rain, sometimes snow, and obviously, as usual, I knew I'm gonna get sick. This time I was sick for like 4 months. This was a few years ago, but definitely. And I'm, as you all know, on the search to optimize my health, optimize my day, optimize my sleep. So I have a sleep journal that actually today I didn't put it in, but I have to.
Because see, we changed our morning routine.
We are changing a little bit our morning routine. Well, we want to change, constantly be changing our morning routine, so you don't get used to, you don't start. So it actually will not be like a routine, but it will be something exciting that you look forward to. So that's another option. But this episode is about health, not about the morning routines, which we will actually do.
Yeah.
And another episode about it maybe tomorrow.
For sure.
So stay tuned for that. But basically, when I start feeling weak, I never knew what to do, because always my mom drove me to the doctor. And a few times he told me that he cannot help me, so I have to go to hospital because I most likely have pneumonia again. This was 3 times in my life. But I believe I was in hospital because of that 4 or 5 times. There's a few times that I had to go for like 24 hours to the hospital, because they were always afraid that the symptoms might worsen. So basically, my experience with pneumonia is that when you will not take it under control, bring it under control, it's life threatening. Basically, because I had always fever, and my lungs are infected. That means that if you will not bring it under control with usually antibiotics, your lungs might stop working. And fever, especially for a young child, first time I was 2 or 3, then I was 7, and then I was already teenage. It's dangerous, because if you have fever for 1 week or 2 weeks, and I had usually very high fever, around 105 Fahrenheit, last time 106 even, it might be also bad. Like your brain will fry, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, imagine, you know, getting pneumonia when you're older is really dangerous. So now we can imagine how dangerous it is for a child to get it when your immune system, your organism is not strong.
Yeah, so that's why
it builds up.
I like, always had to be put through multiple tests. They couldn't find my veins. I still remember sitting there and they were holding me, like six people were holding me, and they had to stick the needle like 30 times because they couldn't find the vein to give me the antibiotics. It was a disaster. But anyway, that the reason why I'm telling you this is that it's important to get your situation under control as soon as possible. Now, instead of taking antibiotics again, and I knew that you take it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, your body, like, it's fighting with those even antibiotics, so it needs time to recover. So this time, for the last 2-3 years, I'm trying to make my immune system stronger than ever. So I'm testing cold showering or even ice baths. Mm-hmm. I'm testing meditation to calm my mind down because I believe that a lot of things happen in our mind. For instance, when, Claudia knows it, when we travel somewhere and there's wind and rain, I was always anxious that I knew I'm going to get sick. And guess what happened the next day or 2 days? Start sneezing, my sinus were done, and I got sick. It's a law of attraction. So basically, you have to have everything under control, and sleep is so important. So when I started feeling weak, probably a few days after Claudia, and I knew, okay, my brain is heating up, I feel like I'm sweating and it's like 75 degrees in the room, so that's not a good sign. I knew my body's fighting, so obviously we work out 6 days a week. This time I knew my body needs rest, so I didn't work out. I took some CBD, and I took actually 3 to 4 times more than I usually take. I take around 10 milligrams a day, maybe not even every day, but most of the days. This time I took 40 to 50 milligrams, or full dropper of Leaf Royale CBD oil, full spectrum. And around 7:10, I took a shower, I went to bed. 20 minutes later, I fell asleep. Mm-hmm. And I woke up at 6 a.m. something, feeling great. I felt optimized, I felt good. But as Claudia mentioned, the next few days, I still felt like my body needs a little bit more sleep. Mm-hmm. The way we see it is, if you get to bed and at the same time you get your 6-7 hours of sleep, 8, whatever you have, and you wake up and you're still tired, like you feel you have to get back to sleep, mm-hmm. that is a good sign that your body needs more time. Obviously, no workouts, no home workouts, no nothing. We stayed away from people, but as everyone should, because you don't want to infect everyone. But yeah. I don't want to take a break from my wife. So how is her aunt, Claudia? And I knew that my body will get something, so I have to fight it. But this was a good test for my immune system.
And it did pretty good.
And it did pretty well. I'm super proud of it, to be honest. Again, we're taking pretty much every day the vitamins, Bogdana vitamins, liquid vitamins, because there's amino acid, there's omega fatty acids, there's enzymes that help you with digestion. There's everything in it, and
it's super delicious.
It's delicious, and the absorption is good, so we take it.
It's very thick.
CBD, because it's anti-inflammatory, it protects, neuroprotective, because it protects our brain from any inflammation, and it protects our immune system as well. Helps your body to fight viruses, mm-hmm. because of the system of receptors that we have in our body. So it just makes sense to take CBD.
Yep.
Plus, definitely be taking it easy with, like I said, with movement, because you don't want your body to work on rebuilding the muscle. If you have, if you're working out with, you know, resistance training, you just want to give your body time to fight that viruses and recover. And I learned to listen to my body, and it proves to work right now. Obviously, you don't know what's going to happen in the future, but this year was pretty much the most extreme year ever. And I'm happy that it's going good so far. So definitely, to wrap it up, sleep. For the key point from this episode is definitely sleep. You need to optimize your sleep. Like, there's nothing else that works so good as sleep.
And sleep is good for everything. Even if you have a headache, you go to sleep. You wake up, and it's gone.
Sleep is good for anxiety. Sleep is good for stress management. Sleep is good. I understand that you cannot fall asleep when you're super stressed, but that's the point. You need to optimize everything so you don't get into this vicious cycle and you start optimizing. Because when you have a bad day and you go to sleep, you're gonna wake up better. Yeah. You're gonna wake, but you have to practice it when it's easy. So when practice optimizing your sleep, we are going to test soon the Oura Ring. If you probably heard about it, now every NBA player is going to use it, or most of them. They made a deal with NBA, I believe, the SD Association. So the Oura Ring is a good way to keep track of your sleep and your physical activity. Things like that will definitely help you. Like, we have to. I can't wait. I'm thinking about it for months already. So we have to
see. It's law of attraction. You're gonna think about it, and it's gonna come.
There you go, guys. Hopefully, you found something valuable in this episode. And so stay tuned for the next ones. This was episode number 16. So hopefully by the end of this year, we'll get closer to 40 or 50 even. We're going to make it more frequent right now as part of our deal to grow, personal growth. So thank you very much for tuning in. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to us on Instagram at Leaf Royal, L-I-E-F Royal. You will find us there. It's Claudia and Matt. Thank you, guys, and talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.